It's a rare opportunity for me to come to a temple where there is a regular Mangal Aarti performed at the proper time which the scriptures give. And as I am rediscovering, so to say, the Mangal Aarti, so much realization comes into my personal life. I begin to see really the value of tradition which has handed down certain spiritual practices, ceremonies, rituals, etc. There's great strength for an individual if he or she can connect with the idea of tradition, spiritual tradition, because traditions do create something like a spiritual field and a divine atmosphere which can be contacted by anyone who walks, so to say, over the bridge from material life to spiritual life. Just like you can cross a river and come to the other side by taking help of a bridge, you can also cross the material consciousness and the material world by taking help of spiritual traditions. And as you enter the traditions, it's much like stepping on a bridge, and as you move within the tradition, the experience is like that of a traveler who moves across a raging river and comes and arrives at the other side. So I really want to encourage you, while you're here in the temple, to not be a tourist, but to be a pilgrim. A tourist always brings his own little world with himself. A German tourist will have in his baggage the Spiegel, you know, a newspaper. He will have his certain, you know, the things which make up his German culture. And he will carry it to the places where he goes, and he will be totally inoculated, also geimpft, against the influence of the culture. This is the problem of tourism. They never arrive anywhere else than where they are already. So don't be a spiritual tourist, but invite the adventure. Cross the bridge. Don't hold fast to your habits and concepts, but be willing to make really to go to the other side, to go to the spiritual side, and that is what a pilgrim does. A pilgrim is a person in motion, traveling a path in which only the spiritual compass can show him the direction and guide him, so that he can arrive at the place, the spiritual place. He can meet the Lord. I think most of you are pilgrims, and the few tourists which are here are very much welcome, you know. Welcome, welcome. Welcome in our country, the country of happiness. And but most of us are pilgrims, and that is very good. Pilgrims who are ready to embrace the adventure of going to the other side. That's very nice. Good. So today is our main day, Krishna. Today we will not go to bed. Some of us will most probably not even think of the bed. We will stay all day and up until past midnight, immersing ourselves into the into the ocean of spiritual life. We will not be lazy. We will jump in and not come out. Some of us might have to pace ourselves. Wir müssen uns vielleicht ein wenig, sagen wir mal, unsere Energien richtig einteilen. And I will talk about this later. For now, I welcome you to this wonderful verse of the Bhagavatam. And I do hope that I can again address you. Hare Krishna, Nangamanjari, are you still alive? Good. We would have missed you. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunya Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunya Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunya Bihari. Kunya Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadha. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varadhari. Yasura Nandana Braja Janaranjana, Yasura Nandana Braja Janaranjana, Jamuna Chiravana Chari, Jamuna Chiravana Chari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Everybody now.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
나래 그치나 아래 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 라마 아래 라마 나마 Hare. Please sing one more time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe
Hare Krishna. This morning we will have a text from the Bhagavatam, which is actually recited as a song. It is from the song of one Brahmana who we will hear about. He turned to Krishna at an important time of his life, which we could almost describe in our terms as a crisis. People in this world are afraid of the word crisis. Crisis, it really sounds like, whoa, I may need the ambulance, you know. But the term crisis in the original Greek language from where it comes means a turning point. A place in your life where you can have, where you have the choice or the freedom to make an important turn, an important switch. So this song, this text is spoken in a crisis or in a time when a person made the conscious choice to turn towards Krishna. It's from the 11th canto. Let me just put a little light on the book so it's easy to see. Yes. Aetam sa
Vastaya Paratmanishtam Etam Sastaya Paratmanishtam Atyasitam Puvatame Mahatbi. Aham tarishyami duranta padam. Tamo mukundangrini seva jaiva. Etam sastaya paratmanishtam adyasitam puvatame mahadbhi. Aham tarishyami duranta padam. Tamo mukundangrini seva jaiva. Etam sastaya paratmanishtam adyasitam puvatame mahadbhi. Aham tarishyami duranta param. Tamo mukundangrini seva jaiva.
Yes, please. It's not difficult, really. You just have to get into the swing of the melody. Or if you'd feel this melody's... No, try. It's difficult to... Oh, yeah. Arif. Is it better like this? Or should we do it all together? Then it's... easy by group dynamics, no? Etam sastaya paratmanishtam adyasitam puvatame mahadbhi. Aham tarishyami duranta-padam tamo mukundangrini sevatam. Aham. No, sorry. Etam. This. Saha. Such. Astaya. Being completely fixed in. Paratmanishtam. Devotion to the Supreme Person, Krishna. Adyasitam. Worshipped. Purvatamai by previous Mahatbihi Acharyas Aham I Tarishyami shall cross over Durantaparam the insurmountable Tamaha, the ocean of nations. Mukundangri, of the lotus feet of Mukunda. Nishevaya, by worship. Eva, certainly. As a Brahmana from Avanti Desh said, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nescience by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord, Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a long purport. I will read just a little bit from it. Prabhupada speaks about the need, if someone wants to become serious in his spiritual life, to control six forces which influence us in a harmful way, or can influence us in a harmful way. Vacho vegam manasakroda vegam jiva vegam udarapasta vegam etan vegam yo vishaheta dira savang apimang pritivim sashishyat. One who can control the forces of speech, the force of mind, the force of anger, the belly, the tongue, and the genitals, he's known as a Goswami and is competent to accept disciples all over the world. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, writes Prabhupada, never accepted the Mayavad order of sannyas, and for this they cannot be blamed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sridhar Swami, who was a Tridandi sannyasi, but the Mayavadi sannyasis, not understanding Sridhar Swami, sometimes think that Sridhar Swami belonged to the Mayavad Ekadanda sannyasi community. Actually, this was not the case. The purport, I admit, is a little technical. Thinking what would be a good spiritual inspiration, something which encourages and empowers you in your spiritual life, I chose this verse and I would like to embed it or speak about it in the context of this morning's lecture. Those of you who attended my last class 2 days ago might remember that we spoke about the practice of Krishna consciousness. Quoted Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who said, if you want to be successful, particularly on the path of Krishna consciousness, it's good to adopt 3 inner mentalities, 3 attitudes, a certain inner climate, and 3 practices. And the attitudes which are important are enthusiasm. We quoted a shloka from Patanjali, who has given a general description of how practice, and that is any practice, brings one to a success. He said, the practice becomes strong when it has been cultivated uninterruptedly. You know, if you do something uninterruptedly, you become strong. I live in a community where the men suffered from excessive weight, and they all took up a certain diet, and that diet helped them to throw off the extra kilos which they thought were harmful in their life. But I noticed that some of the men were not uninterrupted in their diet, and they took other things which were not in the diet, and immediately the extra kilos came back. I noticed that, and I smiled, but I didn't say anything. Or another practice could be if you try to learn an instrument, like Anadi Radha has learned the violin, and it is known, if you interrupt your practice, then you cannot really become expert in it. So Patanjali therefore says, practice becomes firmly established when it has been cultivated uninterruptedly. This certainly holds true to the practices in devotional service. I think many of you know, once you start to interrupt your practice of chanting 16 rounds or reading daily in the Bhagavatam, once you interrupt it and stopped it, it becomes very difficult to go back to it and to continue it. It's a general principle holding true to all kinds of practice. So first, you must practice without interruption, because the idea is you are in the atmosphere of tamas and rajas, and if you stop acting on a disciplined or sattvic level, tamas and rajas, like highway robbers, come and steal the wealth which you have already attained through your practice, and they come very quickly. I notice in our community when the men started to again take their eating habits, like eating in between meals and eating these very calorie food, immediately poof, they became balloons again. I noticed it. I made a careful study day by day. Because tamas and rajas, when they come, they just take everything you gained away from you. Or let us give a more spiritual example. When you chant your 16 rounds and then you interrupt it, it seems it's taken away from you. It's a known thing. Or everyone can tell you. So practice becomes firm when you do it uninterruptedly, when you do it with devotion and respect. You have to be there, not that you do it unwillingly, but with devotion, and you have to do it over a prolonged time, long time. Then the practice becomes really strong, and you really get the fruits of your practice. They are right in your hand and in your heart. They're very strong, strong there. Now, Rupa Goswami, connecting with this wisdom, says, for this you need to have a certain inner quality, and that's enthusiasm. You need to take care that your enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness does not decrease, but what you need to do is you need to see that it is maintained or it is increasing. We read from Srila Prabhupada that enthusiasm is the symptom of the living entity. It cannot be stopped. It's like a powerful engine, like a machine. If you utilize it properly, this force of enthusiasm, it will give you immense production. Like most of you came by modern transportation, by cars,
And you know, when the engine is good, if it is healthy and strong, it can bring you very quickly to your goal. In the same way, you must see that your enthusiasm is protected. And we read from Srila Prabhupada what we should do when the enthusiasm is somehow attacked in our life or it becomes smaller. Prabhupada gave a very human advice, and I think most of you remember, but many of you were not yet here, so I will repeat it. He said, when your enthusiasm is decreasing, stop. Take some rest. And the rest he recommends is go to the temple, go in a spiritual atmosphere so that you can retrieve your enthusiasm. Retrieve means you can bring your enthusiasm back to you because you require your engine in your spiritual life. If the engine is not there, poof. And Prabhupada gave an example. He said, sometimes it happens in this world that we become very disturbed by external things in our life. Relationships, failures, confrontation with our own weaknesses maybe. And we become disturbed. It is natural, unfortunately, in this material atmosphere. But then he said, stop, it will come back. And he gave an example. When the water is, you know, when you lose something in a river, something falls down in a river, and the river is agitated, you can't see your item which is lost. So, everything is muddy, it's coming up. At that time, just wait a little. Don't now go into the river and create more agitation. No, wait and it will become clear. And then, here it is. Yes, that's very good. My item, very good. My object is back. This is how you need to deal with your enthusiasm. When it falls down because you are agitated and you are distressed and just disturbed inside, take it serious. Take some rest. Go into some spiritual atmosphere. And it will come back. That's the nature of enthusiasm. It will come back, for sure. Don't just ignore it, and worse even, create more agitation by absorbing yourself in material things, like you know what the material things are in which you can get lost if you're not careful. Be careful. That will create more confusion. It will cover you more. So. Good. This was about, this was something from yesterday's, no, the day before yesterday's class. Now, I want to speak about the second very powerful advice. The second, Rupa Goswami describes a second inner attitude, and that is nischaya, or an effort which is made with confidence, and how that works. So we will just offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and then I will start my lecture. I have not yet started. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishe Sasunyavani Askajare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadveda Gadadara Shiva Sakti Gobhaktavin Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Utsahan nishayatayat tatat kama pravatanat sangat yagat sato vritte Shatpi bhakti prasityate. There are six principles favorable to the execution of devotional service or bhakti. First is being enthusiastic. And the second principle is endeavoring with confidence. That confidence is a certain inner attitude where you are sure this will work. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture in Vrindavan Dham to his disciples about strengthening one's confidence. Zuversicht, we say in German language. Nishayat, you should be assured that because I'm following the direction of my spiritual master and Shastras, certainly I shall meet Krishna. It's sure. It's a promise. It's given. It will 100% work. An example of how a promise given by a pure devotee will be fulfilled can be found in the Damodalila. Remember, there were these two very, very sensual devatas, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, who were just so insensitive that in the midst of a place where only sadhus practiced their bhajan, they invited girls from Alakapuri, that's the town, the richest town in the world. It is next to Mountain Kailash. And they had a party in the Ganga, which we can only describe to be, I don't want to shock you, but it was a sexual party. They were naked, they were enjoying themselves, they were drinking in the midst of an area of sadhus. It's almost as if someone from, I don't know, from Las Vegas comes in here in the dress of Elvis Presley and starts to sing and have a party amongst all the Vaishnavas. We would think, hello, gentlemen, did you lose your brain? This is not the place for this. So Narada Muni was very merciful to them. He decided, you need to be corrected, really. So, I curse you to become two trees. You can be together, but you will be two trees and stand naked for a long time. And these two trees are today with us, so my example is not so inappropriate. They became the twin Arjuna trees. Very strong trees. Arjuna tree is a tree, when you have problems with your heart, you take the bark and you boil it and drink this brown tea and your heart becomes very strong. So they were in these strong, strong, strongly built trees. They were cursed to stand for 100 years in the calculation of the demigods. It was a long time. But so they they knew this, and they asked, "Oh, Narada Muni, we are so sorry. We really made a mistake. Please forgive us. Can't you just... Now, you have cursed us, but this is so... Can you take back your curse?" Narada Muni saw that they had really learned, and that was all he wanted. They regretted their past mistake. And then Narada Muni said, "Okay, I can't take back the curse once it's spoken, but we can do something. You will be born just next to the house of Krishna's. And when Krishna will see you, he will liberate you." And this is what Lord Krishna did. He was a small baby. You can see him. I think most of you have not yet seen Krishna, but he is just here behind the curtain. You have to really look a little. When Krishna was just 2 years and I think 2 months old, he took this mortar, which you see here, which he was bound to, and he pulled the mortar right in between these two trees and broke them open so that Nala Kuvera Manigriva could come, take his darshan, offer their prayers, and be liberated from the curse. And yes. So, Krishna, when he saw the trees, and he saw that they were two cursed demigods, he thought in his heart, it's there in the Bhagavatam, "Actually, I have nothing to do with these trees. They never performed any bhakti. They never thought of me. They are like these billions of conditioned souls who have turned away from me. But my devotee Narada Muni, who is full of affection for me, has blessed these two to get my darshan. I'm bound by the love of Yashoda, but I'm certainly also bound by the love of Narada Muni. I have to fulfill his words. I have to stand behind the words. I have to personally take care that they become true." And this was done. Krishna, as you know, broke the trees and liberated Nala Kuvera Manigriva. So Prabhupada speaks about this subject matter. You should be assured, like Nala Kuvera Manigriva could be assured, that even after a long time, Narad Muni said, "We will meet Krishna, 100% we will be liberated." So in the same way, you can be assured, because I am following strictly the directions of Srila Prabhupada and the Shastras, certainly, it's sure that I shall meet Krishna. This is confidence, nishchaya. This is making endeavoring with confidence. That's very, very nice. This confidence is very important when you take a journey, when you do your spiritual life. It's as important as enthusiasm. If you lose your faith in what you do, when you lose your confidence in what you do, you will stumble and you will not continue. And you should, the importance is, you can keep this confidence even against all odds, against all obstacles. Yes, you may struggle. Yes, there may be some unfortunate situations in your life, but remain confident. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks about this in the 11th canto. Can I read it to you? Good. The word dhrita nishchaya, steadfast conviction, indicates that in any circumstance, A devotee is prepared to go on with his prescribed duties for Krishna. Such a devotee thinks, oh, by my previous shameful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. It comes from my life before. So much attachment of illusory attachment is still there because I have totally absorbed myself previously. Personally, I see I have no power to stop these attachments. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can actually remove these inauspicious contaminations. But whether the Lord removes such attachments immediately, or lets me go on being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotional service to Him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if because of my offenses I shall go to hell, I will never, not even for a moment, stop serving Lord Krishna. I'm not interested in mental speculation and fruitive activities for sense enjoyment. Even if Lord Brahma personally comes before me and offers me such engagements, I will not be slightly interested. I mean, this shows already a huge platform. We may be slightly interested if Brahma gives us, why don't you take a chariot which is quicker than the speed of the mind? Really? It's faster than my Audi? Yes. I'm quite interested. But the idea here is, even if you are fighting with material storms, with material things, you can be confident. I'm trying to do service, and for sure, one day I will be successful. I may not have told you, but I had a very spiritually oriented grandfather. He liked me very much. And I think because I ran away from school due to excessive boredom when I was just turning 16, 15, he personally trained me in many things because he thought, yes, he cannot go to school. It's not his cup of tea. But he needs to know certain things. So he had taken me when I was young. I will never forget this favor he did to me, into a place which is quite dangerous. It's called the Wittenmoor. It's a place, how do we call this? It's in Florida also, the swamps, isn't it? This moor, swamp. It's when you go inside, you lose your step and the earth pulls you down. It is. But he did this in winter. It was frozen. There was not the danger. And it's a big area, nature protected area, and then it started to become evening and the snow started. I think I told it to some of you. And so we walked, and all of a sudden he stopped and he said, actually, we are lost. He was very serious. And I was very small. Lost? It's already dark. It's very cold. And I've not eaten. Yeah, we are lost. Then, really lost. Then I started to cry helplessly. And he said, so will crying help us now? I said, probably not, but what will help us? The North Star gives us orientation to walk through the night. We always follow the direction. We will always go north, and eventually we will come out of this nature protected area and we will come to civilization, and then we will get some help. So I said, okay, where's the North Star? There. So we started to walk. It was a few hours we walked. But my grandfather said, we can be confident. We move on the right path. You will see. We walked for a few hours, and I actually became warm by walking so much and became enthusiastic. And I think at 2 o'clock in the morning, we were at civilization. We got a taxi, and in the taxi, my grandfather said, never lose your confidence. But in order to not lose the confidence, you need an orientation. And here we find such an orientation because a pure soul, Srila Prabhupada has said, do this, and the shastras which are revealed by the Lord say, do this. If you do it, you have all reasons to be hopeful and confident. This brings us to a very important other subject, that is faith. Nishchaya or confidence means really to have firm faith in devotional service. And this is another thing which we must always protect on our path. We have to protect our enthusiasm, but we have to also protect our confidence and faith. I have often said it, but I would like to repeat it. Srila Vyasadev says, how from faith you get virya or inner strength. When your faith is weak, you are also weak inside. When your faith is strong, you are strong. You can move through obstacles. Because, and this inner strength will give you a certain memory when you need it. It will give you the memory of what Krishna said in the scriptures, how to move in the scripture, according to scriptures. See, it is like this. You are faithful, then you get this inner strength. And in times of need, when you will have to make those decisions which either take you left or right, or which take you to the material or the spiritual dimension, at that time, you will remember, ha, Krishna, this is right, this is what I will do. And you will have that strength to do. But if the faith is weak, no, you will not take shelter in Krishna. You will take shelter anywhere else. And the statements of mundane people, mundane shastras, mundane life, and so on. So sometimes, and I request you to think about this over the years, over the turn of the years, jetzt beim Jahreswechsel, you will have to go back. You might have to stop certain things which you do and see, I need to strengthen my faith so that my journey will be successful. See, many of us are still engaged in finding relief. But relief is something different, finding relief from finding shelter. You find relief when you are hungry, you have relief from hunger by taking a wonderful pizza from the Bach House. When you are tired, you get relieved from tiredness by sleeping, taking a good pocketful of sleep. When you are lonely, you might find relief in good company. But rest assured, anything which relieves you only will be temporary. That means you will be hungry again, you will be, lonely again, you need to constantly take care of Abhilfe, we say in German. You need to create a relief. But once you find shelter, once your soul is sheltered, then you are no longer busy looking for relief, because you are in an eternal holding context. You are in an eternal. You are at home, to say it in simple English. Don't try to find relief. Try to find shelter. That is much better, because it takes care of many, many things. Yeah. Yes, also if you have shelter and have the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, you will get hungry, of course, and you will need company, of course. But the soul is happy, and it will be easy to find for you. It will come automatically as a byproduct, because Krishna takes care of the sheltered soul and takes even care that he is not hungry for a long time. Only before the breakfast he's hungry. That's a small thing. brings us to the third and the last thing. It's the verse of today, which helps us to read it again, sing it again with you. Please join me. Etang sastaya paratmanishtam adhyasitam puvatame mahadvi aham darishyami durantaparam tamo mukandangrinise vajayva. This expresses enthusiasm and deep faith. It's a Brahmana who says, I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This type, this song should be your song. I shall cross over the ocean. Next year, the ocean of 2017. No, it's a good opportunity. I will swim happily over it by taking care that my enthusiasm is alive and that my faith is not harmed. The example is this Brahmana, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a few articles on these different qualities, enthusiasm and endeavoring with confidence. It can be found in this little book, Sri Bhaktiya Loka, Illuminations on Bhakti. And there the example is a Brahmana who became old and dirty and a beggar, and rowdy persons would dishonor him with many insults. It happens, you know, when you are amongst people who are materialistic, they can sometimes insult you. What did you do in your life? I remember once someone who was very close came to the temple in Hamburg. he was very close to me in my previous, before I became a devotee. And he looked at the devotees and said, "Das sind ja alles Versager." This is a heavy Hamburg German. You know, these are all people who lost it. You know, who are very unsuccessful in their life, and that's why they came here and all live below poverty level together and eat some carrots. You know, so it was a really big insult. I felt like this is the end of our relationship. Go, and I will never see your face again. This was too much. And we saw each other after 30 years, and he said, "Can you now forgive me?" I said, "Let's see. Can you?" He said, I came to understand that those people who give up everything to dedicate their life to serve God are the best, even if they are materially not so wealthy. And you have to forgive me, otherwise I cannot die in peace. I said, "Yes, of course, no problem." So this, don't lose the point. Huh? So this man was insulted by the materialist. Some people would take away his sannyasi rod. Some would steal his water pot, which he was using as a begging bowl. They took everything away, including his chanting beads. And even the little cloth which he had, they stole it. When he was sitting on the bank of a river and was just about to eat his food, he was so hungry that he had collected, these sinful rascals came and passed urine on his food, and then they would dare to spit on his head. Mm-hmm. They would criticize him and insult him, and so on. But the Brahmana understood that all his suffering was unavoidable. It was given to him by his karma. And then he spoke about his enthusiasm and his faith in Krishna and the acharyas. And he sang, he burst out in song, almost like the Tibetan yogi Milarepa, who did all his teachings in singing. He said, "Etam sastaya parat manishtam adyasitam puvatame mahadbi antarishyami durantaparam namo mukandang vinisheva jayevam. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of ignorance by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna." This was approved by the previous acharyas, who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus this great soul and his teachings are giving us an example how to maintain our enthusiasm and how to continue to endeavor with confidence, with firm faith, that because I'm following this path, I will come over all our weaknesses, and in the end, I will meet Krishna face to face. So if these qualities are there in the life of a devotee, at this time, Krishna thinks, "Wow, these are my devotees." And he personally makes sure that they are successful. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami says, if you have these, if you develop these qualities, huh, then you can be assured of complete success in your bhakti practice. It is 100% sure. So I would like to say these things. There's not many things. I mean, the points are quite clear. My dear devotees, if you see that these two things leave you, your enthusiasm and also your faith, stop everything. And see that you refill it. Usually that is done in many ways, but just it's important to not continue to walk like a fly without a head. You know, sometimes the flies lose their heads and just. Where will a fly without a head go? Not very far. So, it's really very, very important to keep that head or that heart of our devotional practice alive. Very important. And it's very easy, actually. Sometimes it's enough to just stop. Stop your busy life, and you will see after some time that everything comes back normally, because you are already convinced. But coming into the association of devotees, not like a tourist but like a pilgrim, that will also very much help. And therefore I'm very grateful that you have come here into this room with ropes, the room of the ropes, which remind us that Krishna is bound by love. He becomes subordinate. He becomes very impressed by this enthusiasm, deep faith. Ooh, Krishna is very, very, very enthusiastic, very, yeah, responsive. So I wish you all the best. I'm looking at the wristwatch. We have a little time for little questions, because today is a long day. We don't have to go to the boring bed, sleep like dead people. We can stay awake. Hare Krishna. Yes, Gaur Govinda. Yes. How can we have this confidence in Prabhupada's promise and also in our own ability to follow bhakti? There is a very, very nice spiritual principle which is very important to understand. See, when we are in our own little world, we sometimes lose the confidence. But if you step a little bit outside, you will see that anyone who is just in contact with bhakti is blessed, is a blessed soul. Sometimes what we see is, when we are in our own little world, is, oh, I'm so make so many mistakes. Wow, after 10 years, if someone would record my japa and put it on the internet, the whole world would laugh about me. You know, we see, think like this. But Krishna sees it differently. He sees really, he does not see the mistakes of his devotees. There is no place in him. He sees only what the devotees do well. And he counts that. It's very different. We conditioned souls, when we interact and someone does a mistake, then bang, oh, mistake. And as a small thing is really very, very big, you know, in our eyes. It's like a spot of ink on a white cloth. We don't see the white cloth any longer, but that spot of ink is all what we can see at this moment. You have a wonderful, wonderful white dhoti. It was cleaned with dash, I think, or pushpuli, or really. Imagine there is a white in this ocean of immaculate whiteness is a drop of of black blood. Everyone would see, you come from Romania, you know, and everyone would only see that, nothing else. I can guarantee you. That's how we conditioned souls see. Krishna sees different. And I place my hope in that nature of the Lord. It doesn't mean that we should put some more black spots in our life. This is not the idea. It means we have a chance. Because we have somehow, it's called fortune. We have become fortunate by meeting a great soul and just starting this process. The speed is another question in which we move, but the end result is sure. Krishna. Therefore, it's so important that you don't lose your confidence. I was once in Mumbai, and I was driving to a preaching engagement. I stayed in the Juhu Temple, and I went to a preaching engagement, and then I read a poster. It's not how fast you go, it is how long you go. So, when you have confidence, despite of your mistakes, that there is this promise and Krishna has this nature, then you stand a very, very good chance. Just don't give up the thing. Then it could take many, many lives. Even then, if someone gives up, the scriptures, the Bhagavatam says, he will always remember that ecstasy and find back to it. I could see this with there are some God brothers who interrupted their practice. But as they become old, they become very, very convinced again. Good. Isn't it nice if our Lord sees what you do good? You may see what you do bad, and even your neighbor may see what you do bad. But our Lord, main person, he sees what you do good. He sees you came and wanted to celebrate here the turn of the year. He's there, especially our Madan Mohan. Just stand before Madan Mohan. He will bless you. He's like this. He has that nature. Sometimes when you stand before him, you might see he looks a little above you. Have you noticed his eyes go like, whoop, not directly. So you might have to move a little. Hare Krishna. All right. Enthusiasm and faithful practice will bring surely the full success in bhakti. Hare Krishna.